What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. This is the final episode in our two-part series celebrating the 50th anniversary of Amnesty's 700 West Sessions. Amnesty was a legendary funk band that formed in Indianapolis during the early 1970s. In 1973, Amnesty recorded 10 tracks at 700 West, a modest studio located inside the New Palestine, Indiana home of Mo Whittemore. Two of those recordings were issued on Mo's 700 West label, but the full sessions remained unreleased for over 30 years. In 2007, the California-based label, now again, issued the complete Amnesty 700 West Sessions. The album was titled Free Your Mind, and it became an instant classic among funk and soul music fans. The music Amnesty recorded at 700 West has been streamed millions of times online and sampled in hip-hop tracks by Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, Currency, and Ye, the artist formerly known as Kanye West. Let's start this week's show with a classic track from Amnesty's 700 West Sessions. From 1973, this is Mr. President. That was Amnesty with Mr. President, recorded in 1973 at the 700 West Studio in New Palestine, Indiana. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Amnesty's 700 West Sessions by looking back at a 2019 interview WFYI's Kyle Long recorded with Amnesty's vocalist Joe Trotter, percussionist Raphael Barnes, and sax player Gino Johnson. Let's join their conversation.
I did want to ask about the group's lyrics, which were very socially conscious and are still just as relevant today as they were when you guys wrote this music almost 50 years ago, right? You have songs like Mr. President.
Right.
I was just thinking Mr. President. I swear, yes. I was thinking Mr. President when he said it.
If you keep treating people this way, you're going to chase them all away. That's one of the lines.
Right.
Lord Help Me, a song about materialism and the cost of living.
Right.
The price of meat is getting almost as high as the dope in the street.
Correct.
One of the lines of Everybody Who Wants to Be Free, a song about race relations. You know, black and brown, they don't want us part of their society. Tell me about some of the things the group was singing about and the themes you were addressing through your music at the time.
I think our theme was, people are people. Let people be people. Let people be who they are, regardless. It was a time when we were playing out there in the 70s that we knew that this country was the greatest country in the world to be in. We knew it. You had opportunities to be whatever you wanted to be here. And we wanted to make sure that everybody knew that. And we would address issues in our song as politely as we could regarding political facts or world facts or just people in general. It was just that time, I guess.
Joe, do you have any thoughts on the group's lyrics? You were singing these lyrics every night. What did you make of these themes of these socially conscious themes that you were singing about?
I believed them. I believed in it. I believed the message. It was. I felt like I'm telling you. I'm sending you a message to what's going on. We wrote about race. We wrote about infidelity. we wrote about the president.
I guess we wrote about life. The life that we saw, the
Mr.
life that
Mr. President
we lived.
Would go good right now because of Donald Trump.
Go good for any of the presidents out there.
Multiple songs have the word free in the title, and it seems like that was an idea you were really trying to promote to people, freedom.
Yeah. The free your mind part. You should free your mind. We wrote that as a group, unity, because free your mind from all but happiness. You can do that. Free your mind, all but happiness, and begin again. You don't have to stay down. You stay down because you want to. Raise yourself up and let's go. Let's go again. That's what we kept doing. We just kept going. And enjoy life. I guess that was our message. Free your mind. Let it go. Let it expand. Be who you want to be. Be as much as you can be. Do everything here. You can. What can you not do? What's holding you back besides yourself? And we believe that.
From 1973, this is Amnesty with Free Your Mind.
Free your mind from all but happiness. And begin again.
Begin again.
Why don't you take your life to your own head? Take it from the land of sadness.
That was Amnesty with Free Your Mind, the title track from a compilation album featuring music Amnesty recorded in 1973 at the 700 West Studio in New Palestine, Indiana. Let's return to our conversation with Amnesty's Joe Trotter, Raphael Barnes, and Gino Johnson as they share their thoughts on the release of the Free Your Mind album.
And I want to ask about this album that came out through Now Again Records, the Free Your Mind, the 700 West Sessions. This music had been unreleased for about 40 years at that time, right?
That's right, that's correct.
And how did you guys react to news that this music was finally going to get a release? What did you make of this album when it came out?
I had no words. I was shocked. I could not believe it. After all this time, the music that we had written, I'm now listening to it, and I'm listening to it on YouTube. I'm listening to it on stations. I'm hearing it, and I'm thinking, who wrote that? I mean, that's our music. Who's doing that?
Joe, what did you think when the album came out in 2007, the Free Your Mind 700 West Sessions?
Oh, I was overjoyed. I played it 1,000 times myself. Finally, I see when you start singing and playing, you got the dream, but it seems a long way off.
Raphael, right? Anything you want to add about the Free Your Mind LP when it came out? What your response was to seeing this music finally released after almost 40 years?
I really, really wasn't surprised because I just, you know, like our music, probably gonna be hot, was always hot, still hot, you know.
Raphael, you alluded to this earlier. the sessions at 700 West weren't the last recordings Amnesty did. You mentioned the group recorded in Washington, D.C. for a possible deal through Philly International.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
That came from the Al Green Show thing. That's why I was saying that Al Green Show guitar player. The musician Al Green had with him at the time was studio musicians. And when Al Green came, when they came here, they heard about what we was about. And Al Green didn't want to, didn't trust himself going on the show with his musicians. So he asked me personally to play on the show. And I think that's what carried us, that's what carried us to D.C. Mm.
Gino, do you have any memories of that session?
Yes, I do. It was really the first major studio that I'd been in.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole new world for me. I think for all of us.
I never did hear anything from that tape we done.
I don't know what happened to that tape.
It's lost, essentially.
It's a lost tape. It's a lost recording. Sad that it is.
They wouldn't let us be us.
But I enjoyed them.
They made me hot in D.C.
They were very professional. They challenged us, which I enjoyed. They gave us some... a lyric, some little, a little song. Come on, follow me. I've got the master key. They gave that to us to see what we could do with that, and we did. We did a good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
But and they have that. They have several recordings, but I don't know what happened to them.
I never did hear anything else about that.
They never told us.
So you weren't doing your original compositions. They had tunes.
Well, we did a
lined
couple.
Up for you.
I don't remember. Yeah, they gave us one that we wrote, but. I don't remember what we recorded out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we done they stuff.
But they kept that music.
Hmm. Joe, do you have any memories of that session? You said they wouldn't let you be, the group be themselves. Is that what you were saying?
They want us to improve their music. They wouldn't let us be us. Because we didn't have a choice on what we played or sang. It was just Amnesty, do this, and we do it.
So you didn't have the freedom that you had
right.
at 700 West and during the live shows. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's true. That's, I guess, expected because now you're dealing with producers and recording
a major label, yeah.
Label, and they're more into themselves, what they wanted us to do. We wanted to play our own. And theirs, it didn't matter to me either way. As long as you put us out there, I'm fine with it. But...
we never heard anything about it.
We didn't get anything accomplished there. So we don't know where that music is. We do know that they kept it. So
maybe one day there will be another Amnesty album.
Who knows? Because there is another one floating around out there.
Yeah, that's incredible. I hope that comes to light eventually.
But then there's another CD. I'm finding out there's some more of our music been released, and I'm trying to do some research on that to find out what's going on with this other CD.
Let's pause and listen to a rare unreleased demo from Amnesty's lost final session. Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more words and music from Amnesty after this short break.
It don't make no difference what you say about it. No, no, things can't stay the same.
This is Foot Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the final episode in our two-part series celebrating the 50th anniversary of Amnesty's 700 West Sessions. 700 West was a modest recording studio located in the home of Moe Whittemore, a talented audio engineer who recorded many important Indiana musicians. The music that to be recorded at 700 West has attracted a global audience among funk and soul fans. And Amnesty 700 West sessions have been sampled by some of the biggest stars in rap music, including Snoop Dogg.
Have a little party at my crib, and all the weed is gone, that's how it is. When you put on with some OG music and blowing OG smoke, don't even gotta ask, you already know.
Jay-Z.
Just let me be great. Let me be great. I feel Cash is Clay right now. Genius. Don't be good, hugging, I'm be great. After that government cheese, we eat.
And Ye, the artist formerly known as Kanye West. Let's listen to the original Amnesty recording that was sampled by Kanye West. Recorded at 700 West in 1973, this is Amnesty with Liberty.
It isn't hard to see the hang-ups we have today.
That was Amnesty with Liberty. In 2019, WFYI's Kyle Long spoke with Amnesty's Joe Trotter, Raphael Barnes, and Gino Johnson. Let's return to their conversation as they discuss the use of Amnesty's music in hip-hop.
And the legacy of this band just continues to grow year after year. And I'm sure it's even surprised you guys how big it gets at times.
Very surprised. You know, definitely.
The music has been sampled in the past by hip-hop artists. I know Snoop Dogg had sampled a track off of the Free Your Mind album. Currency, who's a popular young rapper, had sampled the music as well. But last year, near the end of 2018, Kanye West was teasing that he was going to put out new music. And sort of the eyes of the music world were on Kanye West for a few days. And he issues this song called Lift Yourself, which is a sample of Liberty, which was a demo off the 700 West Sessions album.
Yes.
This became the subject of international attention because the song was kind of bizarre.
Correct.
He doesn't rap in the song till the very final minutes or seconds of the song, and then it's a nonsense lyric.
Whoopie dee scoop, scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee scoop dee poop, poop dee scoop dee, scoop dee whoop, whoopie dee scoop whoop poop, poop dee dee whoop scoop, poop, poop.
So there was so much focus on this song. It was being covered by, you know, magazines and news outlets around the world. What did you make of that whole experience of hearing your music being sampled by Kanye West and seeing it in the center of this kind of international dialogue?
It made me an international star.
Yeah.
That's the way I felt. I said, okay, I'm international. Okay, I'll take it. Even 40, 50 years later, I'm okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I worked hard for it back in the 70s, so I'll take it.
Yeah. What did you think of his treatment of your music? Not for you?
No, not really, but I appreciate his taste. I appreciate what he wants to do. It's not what I would have done. It's not the kind of music that I write, but I'm happy that he enjoyed it. I'm happy that he did it. I am. And I'd like for him to do more. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. Snoop, Drake, anybody. I don't care. They can all do it. I would love to hear a lot more of Amnesty's music out there so people would just know what we actually wrote,
Joe,
and how we did it.
Joe, what did you make of that record that Kanye West made using your music? Your voice is on there, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What did you make of it?
Well, when I first heard it, I didn't believe it. Then I found out it was true. First thing I done was looked in the mirror and said, I told you you was good enough. But I feel good inside behind it that somebody else and liked it enough to redo it.
Musically, what did you think of it?
Well, you guess another story. It takes away from the original feel of the music, the song.
But overall, you're happy with the outcome. Yeah,
I'm happy with the recognition.
Yeah. Raphael, what did you make of it musically?
Not a whole lot, because, I mean, I know that people's always going to be grabbing our music, not just at, you know, with what's going on there. I mean, you know, it's going to happen all the way down, you know, because a lot of our music was, you know, was good at the time, still good. And I know people, you know, looking for new ideals and dropped off into different ideals. I mean, I wasn't upset about it. I mean, I wasn't happy about it. I just know it was out there. So I just accepted and went on.
And for a younger generation, Kanye West is one of the most important and influential cultural figures on a global scale, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have kids, grandkids. What did sort of the younger generation of your family make of this?
I hate to really say what my grandson my grandson asked me. He's 12 years old, and I can understand that. And he knows, Mr. West, you know, wow. So that means you work for him? No, son, I don't. That's not what that means. So are we going out to California? No, we're not. That's not what that means. So their mindset, at his mindset anyway, at 12 years old, is a kid's. And he's looking at Grandpa like, wow. So you really know this guy? No, I don't, son. That's not what I'm saying. He's using our music. But that's you, Grandpa. Look. I know. So I'm happy, and I hope it does well. I hope he does more. I would love to have that happen. Not for just for the notoriety, just for
I still got
people
some songs.
To hear
I still,
the
I
music.
Still, I still write.
We all still write. I still write.
Said it's hard to see the hang-ups we have today. We need to strive.
And Raphael, last time you were here, we went through several of the songs in Amnesty's catalog that you had contributed to, and I got your response to. Joe and Gino, there's one song in particular I want to ask you both about that I feel like features you both prominently. I mentioned it earlier, and I think this song is really a masterpiece. We Have Love.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, this is an incredible piece of music. It's very, I get the chills every time I listen to it. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask each of you about your contributions. Gino, were you playing soprano on that record, soprano sax?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, tell me about your contribution to that record and how that song came together.
Well, again, here we are. I forgot, it came in pieces, bits and pieces. On stage it came up, in practice, Calvin got in trouble in a hotel, almost got us put out for playing his guitar, but
I didn't know about that one.
But I was in the room with him. We were writing this, trying to get it on paper. And we have the love to do what we want to do. I tell you, my soprano, when I played that, I played soprano sax instead of alto or tenor, and I went into another world. If you listen to it, I'm just out there somewhere, in the valley, flowers. I'm with God,
Yeah, the vocals were like that too.
And that's just how I played it. Here I am, where I should be, home. So,
Joe, what do you remember about putting that together, that record?
Same thing.
Boy, that was a lot of rehearsal.
It was a lot of rehearsal. It was like that song, We Have Love, was like a more of a production. I took it, that's the way it made me feel. Like it was a big production because it had soft harmony, it was unique.
Let's pause and listen to another classic track from Amnesty. Recorded at 700 West in 1973, this is We Have Love. That was Amnesty with We Have Love, recorded at 700 West in 1973. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Amnesty's 700 West sessions by looking back at a 2019 interview WFYI's Cal Long recorded with Amnesty's Joe Trotter, Raphael Barnes, and Gino Johnson. Let's return to their conversation.
And I want to ask about kind of the dissolution of the group. You know, it's the mid-1970s. You guys have toured all across the United States. You have two records that were fairly well received. I think they were kind of local hits, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
In the South, they did very well down
there. In the South, yeah. When did the group start moving in different directions and kind of falling apart, let's say?
That's a very sad and subject. That's something I really wish we could have stopped. I don't know why. I don't have an answer for you on that one. I truly don't.
What happened in 82 was when I decided that with the way the group was going, I mean, the drugs and the drinking, I decided to get out of it because, number one, that bass that I never, like the whole time that I was with Amnesty, I didn't make no money with Amnesty,
Not nothing you could call money.
I didn't make no money. I'm serious. I didn't make no money.
The money part wasn't that critical. People don't understand, but a lot of the money can go into expenses.
Yeah.
And equipment.
Yeah. That's where your money's going to get tied up in.
Yeah.
You have to be patient to earn a lot of money. Do we make money? Oh, yeah, we made it.
Yeah.
But think about this. You have to take us as youngsters, kids with a lot of money. What do you think they're going to do with it? Mm-hmm. They're going to throw it away. Mm-hmm. But most of our money just went into things that it shouldn't have gone into.
Mm-hmm. Joe, what do you remember about the group kind of going their separate ways? Do you have any thoughts or opinions on that?
Well, what happened after we done the recordings in D.C. and we didn't get a chance. They didn't put them out or nothing. Everybody's getting older. You're looking at your future. They don't take our taxes for doing shows, so you don't get no tax return. We just got burnt out. Everybody started drinking more, doing more drugs. Then Herman, he left, and he was a key member. He went to play at a bigger band. Gino, he left so he could start building his life back. Because we sacrificed all of our energies and monies and efforts back into the group. We were like a little cult, really. I know people used to probably look at us like we were crazy, but I wouldn't trade the time I spent doing it. the freedom of creativity and to see people appreciate what I'm doing. I'll never ever get that high again. Because that gave me a rush, gave me pride. When they say, all the way from Indianapolis, stars are the place to play, in crowd, when they be bringing us up on stage, I don't care how bad I felt, it gave me a rush, even if I was mad.
Is there a particular year you would say Amnesty folded, or was it just kind of like a slow, gradual process that you couldn't really kind of put your finger on?
Slowly.
It all happened probably within a year.
What was the last year the group was active? Can you think of a particular year that it might have kind of been the end, or that it be the
probably
kind of
80, 80 or 81?
Yeah, like you're about right.
Yeah, 80 or 81.
Yeah, and you know the music of Amnesty is timeless. It's still moving listeners to this day, as
yes,
we talked about, it's moving Kanye West.
Yes, it is.
I wanted to, and we talked about the legacy of this group is still growing. There's unreleased music to come. I wanted to give each of you a chance to kind of talk about the legacy of this band, what it meant to you to be a part of this music, and kind of where you see the music today. Gino, do you want to start?
Sure, absolutely. Music had been in my life since I was very young. Being with Amnesty was something that I can never forget. It stays with me. The music, the writing, I have to credit some of my music teachers as well for that. Mm-hmm. Because Russell Brown's the individual that taught me to write. Dave Hardiman was the first one to really teach me to play clarinet. Laverne Newsom, he taught me what an orchestra was about. Anderson Daly, these are teachers that would take time, sit with you and explain music in detail. Anderson Daly was very, very strict about vocals, and his timing was right on. So I have to say that it's not just me, it's the teachers that taught me that I have to give all the credit to. It's my father, my dad, who was always there to support me, telling me, son, you can be whatever you want to be. So, you know, you got a mom and dad telling you that, you got your teachers teaching you. And I'm telling you, I had the best group in the world. The fellows that I was with were like brothers to me. We took care of each other. We were always together. And we just felt like we were a family out there. And it came to our family. So we had one huge family. All of us were the same. But and now the music is being out there. I'm elated. I am overjoyed. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm not. I am overjoyed. I appreciate you, Kanye West, I do, and Snoop. All you guys out there, youngsters, take the music. I'd love to hear somebody take We Have Love and do it like it is, but bring it up to date. That's fine. Add to it, but keep it like it is. And I think that's a number one hit there. That song is awesome.
Joe, how do you feel looking back on the music and the experience of being in Amnesty and all the incredible music you created?
The best years of my life. The freedom, the creativity, the camaraderie. I would die for them brothers. Go down fighting with them if it came to that. It's we were connected, and we had to put out good music. You had to all be on the same page. And we were, God put the group together. And we all, I imagine every one of us, loved the fact that we had a chance to be a part of it.
Raphael, anything you want to add about the legacy of the band, looking back on all this incredible music you made and the memories of touring and working with these guys?
I was impressed at the band, of the guys. You know, the guys made the band, and I was impressed on each and everybody. And the thing that I enjoy it the most, I guess, because I was the oldest of the band. I always looked like I was the papa, you know. So I enjoyed it back then. I still enjoy it, and I think we still, you know, from this Midwest, I think we still was one of the halfway
top band came out of this area. So I'm still impressed about what all we went through. We had hard times, we had good times, and we had good music. So we just enjoyed it, took it day by day and enjoyed it as the day, whatever the day brings, we enjoyed it. And, you know, still doing that, you know.
Anything I didn't ask you guys that you want to comment on or address or let people know about?
Just thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely, Joe. That's the way we've always been as a group. We thank you, thank the audience, we thank people. We're very thankful and very grateful and very humble.
Let's pause and listen to another classic track from Amnesty, recorded at 700 West in 1973. This is Can I Help You? That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in for the final episode of our two-part series celebrating the 50th anniversary of Amnesty's 700 West Sessions. We'd like to dedicate this episode to all the Amnesty band members that performed on the 700 West Sessions, including Red Massey, Kirk Alexander, Calvin Williams, Damon Malone, Raphael Barnes, Gino Johnson, Herman Walker, and Joe Trotter. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.